The lobby of Transite Logic Systems is casual, a desk, a few chairs, soft lighting. But on the bookcase along one wall, there is something that seems out of place. Several blue and white boxes with wires sticking out of them.
What you're seeing on the shelf here is some of the improvised devices that we do our training with the military. So these are just some samples. So when we're training troops, that they're actually looking at live devices and things that they would see in theater, as opposed to an orange cone that says, you know, this is a roadside IED on it.
Josh Everts explains these IEDs have had the plastic explosives removed. Most of the time, the Transite manager is in the field, traveling wherever there are troops in harm's way, giving them the tools they need for crime scene reconstruction and data collection. It's a process familiar to anyone who watches TV crime dramas like Law & Order or CSI, Crime Scene Investigations.
A lot of people ask us, are you doing that CSI stuff? And that's exactly the stuff we're doing. We're way out kind of on the cutting edge of how we're electronically documenting incidents.
Transite got started 10 years ago designing software local police could use for accident and crime scene reconstruction. Everts says one day the military called looking for a program it could use.
So that when our troops are going to investigate a roadside bombing or suicide bombing, that they've got the tools and technology to exploit that scene as if it were a crime scene here stateside so we can prosecute and catch bad guys.
The resulting software program is called ATAC, for Asymmetric Threat and Tactical Analysis Casebook. It can collect data, draw a diagram, and manage digital evidence all in the computer. Everts pulls the image of a road from a menu onto the screen. He can expand it, curve it, add lanes, whatever he wants. He adds a second road, creating an intersection. Then he drops in a tree, a building, a car, and a military transport.
Everything from vehicles to bodies to roadway elements, furnishings that might be a part of an interior structure. Basically, anything that could be a variable that's a part of a particular event can be added on this scene.
He can clone the scene, changing it each time. That creates a storyboard or film strip of what happened. It's designed for simplicity and speed.
Our mission or our development guideline was, if it's not faster and easier than a pencil and paper, it wasn't going to get used.
The program can upload digital pictures, correlate fingerprints, and track DNA evidence. The goal is to get the evidence needed to convict a suspect or find a pattern inside attacks. Everts says that can lead investigators to the bomb builders.
Because most of the time, the guys that are delivering the bombs and the guys that are sacrificing their lives to kill others are not the guys that are making the bombs. And what our target really is the guys who are making them and making sure we're taking them out of play.
Boise, Idaho is a long way from Baghdad, and the 17 people who make up Transite are working in an environment far removed from a war zone. But Everts got a taste of how the software will be used in the field in June when he flew to Baghdad. The base where he was training Iraqi police and the U.S. military to use the Transite system was hit by a rocket.
We realized it was our camp that had got hit by that rocket. Chinese rocket that had struck a palm tree, fragmented at that point, and had significantly damaged three of the trailers. I'd been there training the Iraqis for the past 2 weeks. They asked me to be the team lead to conduct that post-blast investigation and really kind of put the software through its, you know, nuts and bolts. Does it really work in the field? And work great.
But back home now and safe in Boise, Josh Everts can't forget that night in Baghdad. And he can't forget the faces of all the people he's trained to use the system.
Probably the hardest part of my job over the last two